Hey, this is Nikki, co-host of the Floor Recap podcast. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out all of our shows. This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you'll want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have our fearless leader with us, the man with the tiniest hands, Mr. Baby Hands Brad. We have the voice of the intro, the pod father himself, Mr. Jacob, and the one who probably would not be left behind because he's so lovable, the one and only, the mysterious Mr. MTD. Now join us as we had the opportunity to watch Left Behind. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Jacob. I think we should throw MTD off one time and you intro with him as the first one.
Oh, we could.
Yeah. As always, we're with the man. It's a good idea. That we like kill it. Off every episode.
No. We don't mean that camp.
He's our Kenny. We kill Kenny.
Don't be throwing me into your camp.
Jacob, just you need to put that into your rotation to remember. Throw MTD number one time.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Hello, listeners. We're so glad you tuned in for such a riveting episode of Movie Torture Life.
Hey, this one is right up my alley, man. I'm stoked.
Oh, yeah. This one's right up Jacob's alley. That's the only alley, though. There's not really this. This is the alley he's been waiting to drive the Movie Torture car down since he joined the show. And now he gets to drive it right off that alley ditch.
Would I have chosen this one for that alley? Probably not. But hey, here we are.
Oh my gosh. Would you have chosen? Jacob, we were talking off here. What's your Letterboxd up to at this point?
Year to date, I have watched 24 films. I may have missed one or two in there and forgot to record them, but I'm at 24 recorded films. Where are you at?
I'm at 14. How do you have me by 10?
I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I got nothing but time.
What's the most recent movies you've watched?
In February, I've watched The Monkey, Housemaid, which we watched together, Car 54, Star Wars Episode 1. The Wrecking Crew, which is a new movie out on Netflix.
Oh yeah, Primate. You can watch that. Wait. I've added 15. I need to add Primate to my list.
Ready Player One, 8 Seconds, which is a phenomenal movie. Talladega Nights, and Left Behind.
Okay, so I'm at 15. You're at 24. You got me by 9, but I like my diary. I like my movie diary. It's like a shame. MTD says, good job, Brad, with the cough mute. MTD watched me preach yesterday, right?
Hey.
Yeah, and I had to cough the last 5 minutes of my sermon.
And that's all you can think about.
He said, I heard you cough when you walked off stage. I'm like, oh my gosh, you and your ears, man. For an old man, he has good ears. I'll say that. Dang, he's not wearing a hearing aid. That's a good thing.
That's pretty good. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm back. See? I just muted. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Jacob, what movie are we doing tonight?
So we're doing Left Behind, which is an interesting movie that we're doing because we are both on the Christian perspective on this.
100%.
I would not, I would not bag this as a Christian movie, nor are we going to talk about the theology of the movie. We're talking about strictly the movie and what
we're not going to get into theological talk on here. If you want theology, you can subscribe to Your Weekly Calling, hosted by me on the Hopecast Network. But tonight,
I will restrain myself.
Yeah. What, from subscribing to Your Weekly Calling or from...
Yes, yes. I listen to Weekly Calling every week. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You and Lowell. One, this is Nick Cage, which
it is
we
Nick
all
Cage.
Know. He starred in a movie with one of our former hosts, Ashley.
That is true.
What was the other Nick Cage movie we did on here? Oh, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, my God.
This by far is a weird Nicolas Cage movie.
I wanted, was it Roberto the car? What was the car? And
yes.
Eleanor. I wanted Eleanor to show up in this movie. That Nick Cage would have been good in this movie. This Nick Cage is, you can tell he's doing this because he has back tax money he's got to pay. He's not doing it for the love.
Before you dive in your synopsis here.
Okay.
Me and you talked about this. So before you dive into your synopsis, this is a movie that's supposed to be about the rapture, people being raptured. Yes. AKA,
and I have read, admittedly, I've read about seven of these books.
AKA, not really, because this is actually a movie about, can Nicolas Cage land the plane?
Yeah, it's like they said, you know, that Sully was really cool. He landed it in the Hudson, and Nick Cage is like, hold my beer. I'm going to land this on a construction road. I don't get it, man.
We're going to get into, because there's some funny stuff about that.
I've read seven of these books, at least seven of these books.
And I've read none, and I need to.
You should. They're really good. But, again, I kept saying throughout the movie, I watched this with my wife and my son and Elena, who's living with us. And I was like, I don't feel like the book went this far into the airplane. Like, I don't remember this much in the airplane as much as, you know, him coming back and then finding they're gone. And now you're following him and Buck. They're like, they become bros together in the book.
Yeah.
And they definitely.
I mean, you could have went both ways, but they're definitely banking in like Nicolas Cage name and was hoping it was going to bring some big dollars.
They're like, Nicolas Cage, Con Air. Nicolas Cage, Jesus Air. That's what they said.
Basically.
God's Air. We're going to do this right now. We're doing it. So, do you want the synopsis?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Serial cheater, Buck. Likes a hot-to-trot blonde who works as a stew on his airplane. His daughter hangs out at the airport, weirdly, I guess, to finally get a glimpse of daddy when he shows up. She waits around. She's like, maybe I'll see my dad. He rolls up, but she meets a photographer who they go 0 to 60 in probably like 10 seconds. I mean, he's got I want to take you home eyes immediately on her. So they meet. He's like, can I have a date with you? Then she runs into her dad, Nick Cage, who wants YouTube tickets. And he's like, oh, I told your mom I wasn't coming home. And I had to wait. She's like, dad, are you not coming home? So then he gets on the plane. This security guy hands her a YouTube ticket. She writes a note in there. Make sure that Buck passes the YouTube tickets to him. On the plane, the rapture happens. Weirdly, they want to fight him. I don't understand why you want to kill the one pilot that's going to get you down. So weird. There's a midget that looks like Troy. And then they throw him off when they land in what looks like Louisiana, but it's supposed to be New Orleans. They land on this construction road. And that is the end of the movie.
Okay, first and foremost, because I've been dying to bring this up. Okay. Is this not, was this movie is kind of in a sense, in a small sense, a prophetic foretelling of what happens at U2 concerts. It wasn't U2 that it happened at.
What was it?
No, what was the concert? The couple that got busted cheating the big CEO.
Coldplay, yes. Well, I remember looking at my wife last night and I'm like, the blonde, she's like, Hattie, they could still go to U2 concert. I doubt they got raptured. My wife's like, that's me. I said, I bet they didn't get raptured. She could go. They could go.
You're not wrong. Nicolas Cage's character is a pretty big sleazebag in this. You know he ain't getting raptured.
For sure he ain't getting raptured. MTD, did you like my synopsis? I didn't see a countdown today. So
he fell asleep.
Did he fall asleep during my synopsis? No, he's in very good. Hey, better than the old synopsises. You know, I don't think the old ones are going to call him a serial cheater liking a hot to trot blonde.
So how crazy is it that you really want this blonde chick that you set up your schedule and take a flight so you guys can go hang out in London together when you know your daughter's coming home for your birthday? And he's like, nah, I'm going out and trying to get this chick.
Yeah, I got a brain, but it's not up here.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, come
on,
man.
So I'm going to go to London and spend it with another blonde better than your mom.
And then I love how the daughter's like calling him out. Like, I know what you're doing.
but you got to think, what is the percentage of pilots that hook up with stews, like flight attendants? It's got to be a lot, man.
It is a lot. I used to work back when I was like 17, I worked for a hotel where we picked up a bunch of pilots and stewardess and made me never want to fly in a plane ever.
So if you, me, and MTD were pilots on a plane, single, no chicks, all three of us. Our pick of who we want, right?
Yeah, but I don't want any of them.
No, but imagine you're 25. You're like, okay, so, I mean, but it has to be one of those legs where you're staying overnight in like France. It can't be like I do the Iowa City, Minneapolis leg constantly.
Yes, it is. That's when it happens the most. Is when
really?
Yes.
I would think it happens on the long distance one because you're like, look, my wife is not catching me walking around Greece tonight.
Let me tell you this. I would, because I was a van driver, and we would 24-hour van
down
service
by the river.
And we would take
guys,
them anywhere.
Hey, guys, get in my van.
We would take them anywhere in the city. All times of the night. So I would pick up these pilots from being at the bar until like 3 a.m, just lit as nobody's business, and literally be turning around at 4:30 a.m. and driving to the airport to fly a plane. And I'd be like, never flying. No, thank you.
I wouldn't want to do it. No, but I've said before on the show, single Brad, 18 years old, I would become a flight attendant. I feel like you're at least going to get the chum.
Well, we know you'd become a flight attendant. We've seen the movies you watch.
Oh, my gosh. You're at least getting the chum of what the pilots don't want because you're a straight flight attendant and you're working with chicks constantly. Oh, 100%.
No, no one's interested in the dude flight attendant.
I think they are. Look, I'm telling you.
No way. No way.
Oh, hold on. You, me, MTD, if we could go back in time and we become flight attendants, I'm telling you, the chick rate goes up.
You're in a delusional land, my friend. There's no way.
Why? Because you're not competing against anybody.
You're competing against all the pilots who make way more money than you.
Yeah, but I said the chum, the one the pilots don't want.
Neither do you.
But if she's a 5, the pilots are like, I only want 10s, okay? Lots of them are gay. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We would be the 3 straight dudes, so we could be a pick who we want. Yeah, I like her. Boom, let's go out.
We may be that, but everybody would be questioning, so we would get nothing.
Wait, questioning if we liked girls?
Yeah.
I would wear a shirt that says I love chicks to work. They would know.
Tried too hard.
I would stop going, stop it. And then I'd be like, okay, wait a minute.
You're only proving my point.
I'm telling you. I should tell Max, just become a flight attendant, bro.
Yeah, you do that.
No.
Let me know how that works
I told
out.
Max today in the car. I was like, look, bro, I don't want you around any chicks. We started watching this show called Unexpected. And there's a girl in there who's 15 and pregnant, about to have her baby. And the baby daddy knocked her up when he was 12. And now he's just turned 13. And I'm like, bro, I don't want you around chicks. I don't want to be a grandpa when you're 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But that is crazy. But that, we got diverted off this movie here. So back to what you're saying, Jacob. He shows up. She's like, come to my party. He's like, nah, I'm going to have a party, but it ain't with you.
Right. Which is such a miserable thing to do to your kid. But he's like, you know where the car is parked. You can take that home.
Go, oh, my gosh. Go. He threw the keys at her, by the way. He's like, here. You got him.
I love, like, they both don't like the mom, right? Because she became Christian. She's now a follower of Christ.
They say she drank the Kool-Aid. Right.
She drank the Kool-Aid. And we didn't talk about it. The movie starts off with the lady, like, that pulls the reporter off to the side and just immediately starts bashing him that the rapture is going to come. And then the daughter comes and is like, listen here, nut job lady. This ain't going to happen. And then Nicolas Cage is trying to give advice to his daughter about going and making amends with her mom and giving her a chance as he's flying off to London.
Wait, this guy's got the nerve.
Right.
The chutzpah of this guy to be like, you need to make it right with your mom. I'm going to be hooking up with the blonde over there. I'll be home, though. Like, what so in the world?
When your mom finds this all out, I need you to be able to comfort her. That's crazy.
Because this blonde's like half his age, too, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she sees in him.
You could tell this movie, I don't think it is. You could tell this movie was not made by the best way to put it, uber Christian people, because their ideal of like proving that this person was Christian was making sure like their Bible was in the camera shot. Like that was the signifier, oh, that one's a Christian, like the big Bible on the shot. Like, oh, we know she's Christian.
We need the Kendrick brothers to make this movie. Then you'll know.
Ooh.
Kendrick Brothers presents Left Behind.
That I would be watch pretty good. Kendrick I would watch Left that. Behind. I would
watch it. Yeah. I love the scene where he takes the ring off and he's like,
yeah, like, I'm he like, just throws it into this.
I'm like, dude, I could take my ring off and you can still probably tell I'm married, bro. And,
well, yes.
But there's some days I don't wear my ring. Like, I'll just leave it at home because I don't sleep in my ring at night. I can't sleep with jewelry on. Yeah, I don't sleep with jewelry on. So I take my ring off. And there's days I'll forget and I'll be at work. I'm like, oh, I have my ring on. But
that's,
I'm not trying
that's
to
what
like.
Nicolas Cage said.
Yeah. I love when the daughter's like, where's the ring, old man? And he's like, well, it doesn't work very good here. I don't like to have it on when I fly.
Which is hilarious
was that a good Nick Cage, by the way?
No, you sounded like Sean Connery.
How would a ring bother your sleep? It does. I don't like it. It's weird. Kristen's known for years.
But it's the same thing. Like Nicolas Cage, like you have one job in the world where you wearing a ring affects your job in no way, shape, or form. You don't work with your hands. You're pushing buttons and you're like, I can't wear my ring. It's too much work.
I can't wear my ring. I'm pulling this back. Why does Nick Cage sound like he had a stroke when I imitate him?
That's a great question.
Or he sounds like Jimmy Stewart from, I don't know, Mary. It's a good day, Mary.
It's just a weird, weird flex.
It is a weird flex. He didn't know what to say. He's not good on his feet, which is why he sits the whole movie.
That's true. That's valid.
He literally sits whole movie.
Here's the other thing, and you find it out later in the movie, but we're on the topic. The blonde doesn't know that he's married. Really? Really?
Come on now. He reeks of marriage.
Correct. And she's like, when the rapture's happened, which we're just jumping ahead a little bit here, but that's okay. The rapture happens and he's like, she's like, how do you know all this stuff? And he's like, my wife. And she's like, huh. Like, her life is ruined.
You
not the fact
what?
that Not after the fact that everybody's just went poof and gone. Now her world's ruined because the guy she likes is married.
I was waiting for her to go, does this mean we're not seeing you two? I
literally, like, right.
Like, yeah. He's like, my wife told me about Jesus. And I'm just like.
Now you sound like Carter.
He doesn't even like, he sits, the dude sits the whole movie. Think about how much he stood in this movie.
That's not true. He got up twice.
He got up twice. Most of the time he's in the cockpit and we're watching him pull the accelerator back or talk about the spoilers damaged. I mean, it's such.
Well, he didn't even do that. He made people do that for him.
Oh, yeah. He's like, go get that, go tell that butt guy to take a photo of the wing for me. And he's like, then he brings it to him. Thank you, Buck. I'm just like, it's I don't get crazy. It.
And then we had talked about this. So the, what was it? The sister and the brother go to the mall. They're hanging out. They're chilling. They're having a great time. She's giving a big old hug. And then poof, it's gone. And she's, so you're in clear view of your brother's just poofed out of nowhere. And now she thinks her brother's running around naked now, just playing games with her. As she calls home and be like, Jimmy, if you ran home, you didn't tell me, you need to pick up this phone now.
Jimmy, if you ran home with your Frankenbeans just flopping, call me, please. You're not in trouble, Jimmy.
And the same thing on the plane. Everybody's like, where'd they go? Where'd you hide everybody? Really?
I got to say, though, getting raptured while at the mall seems utterly depressing. Like,
it does.
Why would you want your last TD said this sounds like a good movie. I feel like we've had this conversation before, but would you want your last breath to be I'm at the mall?
No.
Have we had this conversation?
Here's a good question. How many people were actually raptured at the mall? Because there was still a lot of people looting and running around. Like,
oh, and I love how they go zero to loot in like 1 second. They're like, oh my gosh, we got raptured. I'm going to go steal.
But here's the funny thing. When you think about real life, that's pretty accurate.
That is like, pretty damn, accurate.
They're people are disappearing, steal everything.
I mean, we live near the cities. I've never been like, let's drive down to Minneapolis and take some stuff. I mean, no, I've never thought of that. It's weird to me. Like, you go zero to loot. Like, for me, if I'm holding Max and then he disappears, I'm like, well, crap, he got raptured and I didn't.
Yeah, you're probably thinking your life is being thought about real hard at that point.
Yeah, then I'm like, man, I hope nobody lives. I hope everybody I know got raptured so they don't question me.
That's true. That's true.
That's when you got to move. You're like, I don't know. What were you?
Because the movie is not done by like action. Well, maybe they are done by Christian people, but it's not a very Christianly movie like you would normally see. They had to have them rapture at the mall so they could show all the bad people looting. Like, oh, the bad people had to stay. They're robbing everything.
My wife brought up a good point. She said, I wish they would have showed different parts of the world, like, yes, reacting to it. Like, we go to China or Japan and we see, you know, then we go to like the Middle East and it's packed full of people. And
right.
We go to, what's that big church in Texas? Joel Osteen's church.
Being raptured.
No, what do we call that church? What it's called. We go to Joel Osteen's church and they're all just sitting in there. None of them got raptured.
You're right.
You stole my joke, man. I was going to say. We go to Creflo Dollar's church. They're all there. They should have raptured a better scene. Rapture on a Sunday during church.
Oh.
Now, I would like that. Now, we cut and there's people just standing in church and they're like, what? And they're like, oh my gosh. And then Nicolas Cage.
Oh, go ahead.
And then Nicolas Cage is in the airplane, which I will say, that's the one time I want my pilot not to be a Christian.
Right. I thought about it. Like, there's many spots that are bad, but that'd probably be one of the worst spots for you to be if the rapture did happen and you're in the plane. Like, because if you weren't raptured, you're probably dying. So.
Yeah. Elena said her friend has talked about how she doesn't want to be raptured if the rapture comes, she wants to stay for the next 3 years to tell more people about Jesus.
Well, there is a saying that, I mean, not getting into the weeds here, but there is theology out there that says the good people are not the ones that are raptured. It's reverse, because we're never told we're taken away from the tribulation.
Okay, so that's the most theology we're going to talk about on that show ever, ever, ever.
You can't set me up. You can't set me up.
I set you up. I walked you in there. I knew it happened. You did it. You were like, I'm not talking theology, Brad. And then I just led you in there, the Elena's friend. Like, yeah, she said.
Elena's friend said.
Elena's friend said she wants to stick around. And I, you know. So,
but like, I love in this movie every instance of proving, like, as they start coming to terms with, like, oh, it's the Christians that got taken away. Like, their subtleties of showing that they're Christians. Like, they go through the journal and says, Bible study. Like,
this movie is not subtle about anything.
No.
They got the Arab guy, which.
Oh, we haven't really got to the fun people yet.
Oh, let's talk about the people on the plane.
That's where we need to. Yeah. Okay, so you have your favorite. Little Troy.
Little Troy. Yeah, he's an angry little guy too, man. I mean, he has a short man complex.
Like,
a lot.
He's standing on the arm of the chair trying to get his luggage into the upper carry-on, and he can't do it. And some guy's like, hey, can I help you? Can I get it up there?
The Arab guy.
Yeah, and he's like, I can do it myself.
Yeah, what's your beef? Look at my legs. They're 2 feet. I can do this. And I'm thinking, nah, you can't. He doesn't end up doing it. He doesn't do it.
He can't. He puts it back on the floor.
Then you got the old couple who's got dementia.
Which is hilarious. Yeah, that couple was funny.
No, they were funny. Then you got the
like, we're home.
You got the meth head there, the girl.
Yeah.
I kept saying, is this airplane just first class? Because they really never show. Only a couple times you ever see the poor people in the back.
Correct. We only want to focus on the first class.
Yeah. So then they got the Texas guy in the back.
I mean, it's funny.
That should be a shirt. That says MTD and then in quotes, dementia's always funny.
Always funny.
No, it's not. He said not. I like that. Then he says on the shirt, dementia's always funny. Not. Oh, that'd be
on
that'd
the
be
back
amazing.
It says not.
Yeah, not. So anyway, then you got the guy in the back going, when we land, I'm going to close that deal. I'm going to get that deal.
Texan, big Texan.
Yeah. Who else do we got?
The conspiracy theory guy. You got to have him.
Yeah. And we got the blind side.
The blind side.
The guy that was the big guy on the blind side.
He that's right. Yep.
Sitting beside Buck, right?
Right. And then you had the lady who had the little girl who her dad's apparently a pro football player. And clearly she's trying to escape that relationship in first class and go hide somewhere.
Yeah, who's paying for that plane ticket?
Right.
We know daddy's paying for that plane ticket. He's out there going, he's in New York. Who's he play for? The J-E-T-S Jets. And I bet the Jets are like, did they pay to say our name in this movie?
Oh, I bet. They're like, look, put us in. Let's do it.
No, they had no way they want to be a part of Left
You know
behind,
what we haven't man. Done yet?
What?
What's the budget? What did this movie make?
We caught a little bit of dimension. Forgot that. Yeah,
we did. It's such
now
a
we're just
weird
waiting.
Cast of people just in the plane alone. Because, like you said, 16 million to make this movie.
16 million went into making this movie? There's no way. How much of that went to Nick Cage? What was his salary? I want. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's got to be a couple mil at least.
You think?
2014 Nicolas Cage? Yeah. He's not doing anything, any movie under a mil. There's no way. It actually grossed $27 million.
That's a lot. Nick Cage.
That is a lot. But like, it's funny because besides the daughter on the ground and the mom and the brother, there's no other people on the ground that you deal with. At that point, the whole movie is about the plane.
Yeah. But here's the thing that really I'm confused about. I'm looking at his salary. Hold on.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. doesn't say. Okay, I'm looking at, okay, this movie, I would not call this a true Rapture movie, right?
No, I'm with you on that, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jerry Jenkins, Tim LaHaye wrote the book. They own the series. And his family, they got to see it. LaHaye, who died in the age of 90, so this dude was old.
Sure.
He said, "It's the best movie I've ever seen on the Rapture." And Jenkins was quoted, "I believe it does justice to the novel and renew interest in the entire series." What were they talking about?
This is not a Rapture movie. But here's my thing on that. I said this to you earlier before we did the pod. I think, especially how the movie ended, that they were planning on making more, and it never happened. I think they were planning on making a series of movies to go with this, and it just didn't happen. It kind of ended.
You think?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. It says Jerry Jenkins supplied input for the script and spent time on the set.
So there was plans that they were going to make more than one movie, and they just never did. But out of all the actresses and actors, Nicolas Cage would not be the person I'd be like, yeah, he's the guy.
See, I wouldn't go full Cameron for this. I wouldn't go Kurt again.
No.
Like, who would you cast in this movie to play Raymond Steele? Because he has big part in the series. He is the protagonist. You like him.
Well, I guess here's like the Buck. Thing, though. They're not making this movie for, like, Christians, per se. They were trying to make this for a very wide cast of audience. So I guess if you're doing that, then yes, you're going after big names.
You know who I'm casting?
Who?
Come on, Jacob. You know me. You know who I'm casting. Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, man, I got a fly little plane over here. I don't like you, too. They're from Boston.
But here's the funny.
He would have been better.
You're not far off that. Why wouldn't you? Because he is a very big, outspoken Catholic.
I guarantee you, he would be like, we need more Rapture. We need more Rapture in this movie. This is not enough Rapture. You know he would be saying it.
But that's the thing, though. I think the problem with that, though, yes, he plays very good bad guy roles, but Nicolas Cage, something about the way he looks just has that sleazy look to him. So, I mean, it kind of fits the
bill. Marky Mark looked bad in Flight Risk.
Yeah, he did. Really bad. But I'm talking about 2014 Wahlberg. He's too young for the part at that point.
Says here, Nicolas Cage came out as a Christian years ago.
Really?
And is now mocking the Lord.
Hmm.
It goes back to, I'm always confused. Like, I would never, like, I love Jesus. Like, I'm a Christ follower. I would never play a Muslim in a movie, right? I just wouldn't do it. That's just not me. But I'm always baffled at these actors that can appear in Kendrick Brother movies, Angel films, and it not change their life, the story.
Well,
it's just a paycheck, right?
Correct.
Because you see a guy like Neil McDonough, right? I like Neil McDonough. He loves Jesus now. Like, that's his jam. And he does movies about Christianity.
Right.
And it changes life. I don't know. If I didn't know Christ and I was in a movie and it was a very emotional movie, I feel like I would want to investigate Christ more. Just me. That's what I would do.
But your life has to be ready to be changed. And if you're doing it for not the right reasons or you're doing it for a paycheck, there's no avenue for change.
So I feel like everyone in this movie, outside of probably Leah Thompson, I think she might be a Christian. I don't know. I think maybe all were just doing it for a paycheck. And I think that's the problem. I think that's what makes Kendrick Brother movies so good, is these dudes in the movie, they genuinely love Jesus.
Correct.
And you can tell the movies where they don't to the movies where they do. But again, if you put Mark Wahlberg in here, I'd say this guy genuinely loves Jesus. He's all the time, gotta download Hallow. Time to pray over here. Gonna Hallow time. Hallow.
You could have got him. You could have got Chris Pratt. He's a big Catholic.
You could have got the guy that plays Jesus in The Chosen.
You could, Jonathan, whatever his name is.
Yeah, they could have got a lot of these Christians to come on and do this. They just didn't do it.
But again, I go back to, if you're trying to have somewhat of this Christian story, but trying to make it for a very widespread audience, you're getting big names they know.
Yeah, and they wanted this movie to be huge.
Correct. I mean, they did 27,000 or 27,000, 27 million. And that has to be solely, I wouldn't say solely, but a good chunk of the bigger actors and actresses they put in the movie. Because people are like, yeah, I want to go see this Nicolas Cage movie. I don't care what it's about. I want to go see Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you're right.
To where you take that out, no one's like, oh, let me go see this Left Behind movie, unless you're a Christian audience or focus.
True.
But I do, you brought this up earlier. I do love the point of like when the rapture happens and they're on the plane, the first thing that all the passengers are doing, we're like, let's kill the pilot. Let's take him out.
I know. They're like,
he knows what happened to everybody.
We're going to get him. This is what. It's so weird to me. Like, I don't know. Jacob, let's play the game. Would you watch this movie or the other ones that were out? October 3rd, 2014. These were the movies that were in the theater. These are the big movies. Yeah. Gone Girl.
Golden Girl?
Gone Girl. That was a good
Gone
book.
Gone Girl,
good.
Okay.
Annabelle.
The movie was terrible.
Man, Annabelle goes way back, man. Good Lord.
It does.
The Good Lie.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Is that a Reese Witherspoon movie?
I think so.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
And The Maze Runner.
Oh, I would probably be going to see The Maze Runner and Guardians of the Galaxy, not Left Behind.
I've never seen Maze Runner.
Really? It's really good.
I like Guardians. I would probably go see Annabelle because I like horror movies.
You do?
I think I did see that in the theater. I think I might have had my wife. No, Kristen would never go. Gone Girl is, the book was really good. The book was really good.
Here, Brad's like, Kristen is like, Brad, Left Behind's coming out theaters. You want to go see other? No, I'm going to go see Annabelle.
We're not seeing Nick Cage play a Christian. We're going to watch a doll with a demon possession. I'm all about the possessions. MTD's going to type, demons are always funny. Instead of dementia, change it to demons.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, there's that game. What is the good lie? How do we not know this? I got to, while you're talking, I'm going to find this.
As a, coming at it from a Christian standpoint, right? And you see this Left Behind movie come up and you see it's Nicolas Cage playing in it. Are you even interested as a Christian to go see this Left Behind movie?
I was kind of jazzed to see it because I'm like, oh, Nick Cage is doing Left Behind. That means it's going to be better than Kirk Cameron. But
today,
then I never went to see it.
Oh, you never went to see it back
then? I never went to see it. I was like, oh, so I remember playing golf with my father-in-law going, hey, man, guess what? Nick Cage is going to be the new star of Left Behind. He's like, that's pretty good. I can't wait to see it. And then I never saw it. So
Were you a fan of the Kirk Cameron ones?
No. I thought they were I thought they were dog turds, man. They weren't good. But I like the books. MTD, sure. You should read the book. The books are good. Like, they will hook you, and you will be wanting to get that next book. Because you'll be like, I got to read it, man. I got to read it.
Sure.
I know what my wife would choose. She'd be like, man, we got to go see The Good Lie. A group of Sudanese refugees given the chance to resettle arrive in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh.
She would be, I think we've seen, my wife and I have watched this movie. He says, I'm going to do that. I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not. No, these books, I'm telling you, they are amazing books. Like, you can't put them down. They're really good.
I want to read the book, but I got to get through. So I'm reading like 3 books right now, so I got to get through those so I can.
Are you reading 3 like learn books, or do you have a fun book in there?
No, three learned books.
So you need to read a fun book too, because you got to have a little fun in there.
I'm with you, but I also have to have time. March will come along. Brad, this is March. We're recording in March. Brad's gonna be like, so Jacob, how much is your letterbox going up to? I'm like, well, Brad, I'm at 24.
No. He's gonna be, I'm at 34. And I'm gonna go, how are you at 34? You have three books. You're like, I don't have kids. I'm not married. I got nothing but time. I like this new voice I gave you. I got nothing but time.
Man.
Oh, they're such a good, yeah. Oh, another great, she had definitely seen this one.
Another great way to be rash. The daughter's running around looking for her brother, right?
Oh, that's hilarious to me.
She goes to the hospital. She's going everywhere because, again, he's just running around without anything. She goes home. She's looking for her mother. Her mother was raptured in the shower. So in the bottom of the shower with that ring.
Was the shower still on?
It was. So all you see is her earrings and her necklace that she wore.
Wouldn't those have went down the drain?
No, it was a very small drain.
Oh, but did she turn the water off? I can't remember.
She didn't.
You got to turn the water off, man. You can't just leave the water on. That's stupid.
But she goes and meets the pastor who was not raptured and probably one of the best lines in the movie.
Yeah, say it, Jacob, because I know you love this line.
He's talking to her, and she's like trying to go off and do her thing. She's like, I'm out of here. And he's trying to convince her that worse is to come, and she doesn't want to hear it. And he's like, oh my goodness. What he said, you got to listen to me. Promise me, you got to listen to me. And she's like, why should I listen to you when you didn't even listen to yourself?
That is a good line.
I was like, boom. I mean,
but that's what you say to anyone who's like, you know, don't do that. And then they're doing it. And then they're like, listen to me. I'm telling you, don't do it. Why? You didn't even listen to yourself. Look at you. You're on meth right now.
Here's the example of this. This is like me growing up to where my parents were chain smokers and they busted me smoking cigarettes. And they're like, you shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. I'm like, but you're smoking cigarettes.
I know. And
my punishment was, this is even better. My punishment when I got busted smoking cigarettes was I had to smoke in front of my parents. How's that a punishment? But apparently it was. Like, okay.
So when I grew up, MTD would smoke three heaters at one time. Like, three.
That's even true.
So he caught me smoking three, but he said, you're only allowed to smoke two. So I can only put two in. But he had three, and he'd be like this, look. I'm kidding, listeners. MTD never smoked. I've never seen him smoke.
I just say I wouldn't take MTD as a smoker.
No. I've never seen him smoke. I don't think he's never smoked. Cigarettes are the worst. I don't understand why anybody wants to pick up a heater and start smoking.
That's a great question. The worst is when you quit. Like, I had to replace my whole entire wardrobe. It smelled so bad. It was gross.
Because it sticks on you, right?
It does. It just stays with you, yes.
But growing up as a kid, man, almost all my family members smoked heaters. So I was around it all the time. Like, you just don't even. But now, like, if your house smelled like smoke, I would not want to come to your house.
I'm with you.
It's a barrier. It's a barrier.
And that's what that smell in your basement is.
Yeah, and then to try to find a chick that wants you when you smoke.
Well, you're finding another smoker.
You have to. You can't. There's no non-smoker who's going to sign up to be a smoker or with a smoker.
I mean, if you have the skills like I did, have several girlfriends that were non-smokers and I was a smoker.
Okay, well, we don't all have your skills, Jacob. No,
not everybody can be me.
If you had the skills I had on picking up the ladies. Not everyone can have my skills, but let me tell you, I'm single. I have much time on my hands now. You're not even single. What are you talking about?
Not now.
No. The best was this, listener. This is hilarious. So Jacob comes up to me and she's like, guess what? We're getting to watch Days of Thunder today. So we had this whole conversation about Days of Thunder.
I was so excited.
I know. He was like, it was like a kid who just found out they're going to Disney World in an hour.
It's like my top favorite movie.
It is. We were talking Cold Trickle. We were talking Rowdy. We were Oh my gosh, we were quoting it. And then I call him this morning. I'm like, hey man, how was Days of Thunder? We didn't get to watch it.
I was so sad. And it has the guy who just passed away, the
Robert Duvall. We were trying Robert to think Duvall, it was Robert yes. Duvall. We should do a Robert yes. Duvall movie.
We should do Days of Thunder.
No, Days of Thunder is too good, man. We'd just be having fun. We'd have a cold trickle party, man. That sounds weird.
It does.
I'd drink some Mellow Yellow and watch a little bit of Days of Thunder.
Oh, man.
You know they're talking sequel, right?
Yes, I did hear that.
It's not going to be good. There's no way, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be good.
No, you can't.
Here's the thing about it. It's not the same NASCAR as 19.
That's true.
90. It's wussified stuff now.
Big time. Yeah.
Like, there's nobody in NASCAR that's a true, like, legend of the game like we used to see growing up.
Well, now it's done in stages, so they don't even race the full. It's like broken up in stages now.
Yeah, but still, there's like no true Dale Earnhardt men out there that's gonna like get out of the car and want to punch the crap out of you.
No,
I don't even understand. I'm with you, MTD. We used to go to the race every year. Me and MTD.
I love NASCAR.
Man. We'd go
but
watch
the new NASCAR. Is way different. Terrible.
So the new NASCAR would be incorporated into the new Days of Thunder, which would make it stupid.
That's true. Valid.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Which wouldn't be good. I like how we're talking Days of Thunder now. And this.
All right, back to the airplane.
Back to the airplane.
So at this point, all cell service is down, which is probably pretty accurate because your cell service is not going to last and everybody's trying to call everybody and it's going to be in and out. Apparently, if you're an air traffic controller, you're all good because it seemed like every air traffic controller was raptured. Because they no longer have communication with any of the air traffic controllers.
I feel like that'd be the job where I would drop the most profanities, though.
I would think so, but apparently that's not how this
I'm
movie
like,
goes.
That's the one job where I'm stressed and I want to kill someone, right? Like, oh my God, I gotta land this big plane today.
They have a scary incident where they're running head-on into another airplane and Nicolas Cage is trying to call him. But instead of just immediately start pulling up as you're trying to make communication, he just stays level with the plane until the very last minute. And then he's like, okay, now I'm going to try to pull up. And of course, they get nicked. They start leaking gasoline. They have to turn around and go back to New York. And they finally get hold of the one air traffic controller who was not good and who was not raptured. Who's like, you can't land here. There's no room for you here.
We've got too many things on the runway. There's too many planes. Like, how did these planes get landed?
Well, I think they were just all like either getting ready to take off or they're in taxi mode, and then they all got raptured. There's a lot of good pilots out there, man. They all got raptured.
Do you think? I feel like it should have been easy to avoid that plane that was coming his way.
100% it would have been, because he was like, there was no one flying that plane. Well, if you knew that from the get-go, pull it up right away. I also loved that when the people were trying to attack him, he basically was going to suffocate everybody because he shut off all the oxygen, decompressorized the plane. He's like,
that was his one flex, though.
He was like, you better sit down and put your mask on because
you're going to die.
As the poor stewardess and the news guy who's trying to stop them from breaking in are dying as they're trying to stop her. He's like, I know how to get rid of this chick so no one knows what I've been doing.
I've got to get rid of her so my wife doesn't see her.
So then the weirdest scene in this movie, not the funniest, the weirdest, was the daughter's running around. She's thinking her dad's dead. Can't figure it. So she goes to some bridge in New York and climbs the very tippy top of it. And they do this like silent, like panoramic scene of like, I don't know what she's doing. Or was it like she was getting ready to jump?
She should have.
And then her phone rings and it's them and she reunites her dad's alive, but they have nowhere to land and she has to come up. And then she becomes an awesome biker chick who can just hop on this Ducati and just start flying down the road like nobody's business.
This should have been where Eleanor showed up.
Yeah, basically, you're
she's
not
like,
wrong.
Oh my gosh, look at this GT. I'm going to hop in there. She gets on that motorcycle, because I remember saying to them last night, like, I could never ride a motorcycle that good. I would break my, I would fall.
If you never rode a motorcycle, you're not hopping on a motorcycle and just running like that.
You think she's ever driven one?
No. I think this is her first time picking that thing up and being like, oh, let's go.
She was riding that thing like a boss. Like, she champed it out big time. But then she gets in a truck, right?
It starts bulldozing things.
Yeah, like, that's going to happen. My favorite part is when she gets on that construction machine that, you know.
And it's going real slow.
Yeah. I'm like, are we really just watching her try wheels out right now?
Could you imagine if that was, that's, they didn't take the scene off of her for 5 minutes. That's all we watched. That thing slowly.
They should have done that. That would have been a funny middle finger to the watchers. To the
and like, viewers. Like real dramatic music playing the whole time. And she's like constantly looking around her like.
And she just.
So then she has to save the day. Not only does she clear the runway, they need 1 mile. So she's like got her GPS out navigating 1 mile down this construction site. And then they need a target. So she blows up a bunch of things to make a target.
She goes, it's only nine tenths.
Nine tenths is okay. I can land it with 9 tenths. And then, then the boyfriend's like, is that really enough? He goes, if it's not, I didn't want him to think it's her fault.
As he kills her, like
as
she dies too, because she's standing around. I mean, she's gonna get hit, right?
Oh, that was the most cheesiest scene ever. No, she's not, apparently, because when the plan does land, she's like in the wing's way where it's tilted, but somehow Nicolas Cage miraculously is able to tilt the plane just as the wing passes over her, so she doesn't get taken out by the plane.
I wanted to say, speaking of that, there's a funny part in this movie that really made me laugh. Buck's in the cockpit, and he goes, so what are we going to do? And Nick Cage is like, he goes, should we land the water? We're currently landing on the water. It'll break us apart. And then, like, later on, looks like we're going to land this baby in the water. I'm just like, well, right. So we're going to die. That's what you're saying. It's over.
Well, because he was saying, like, I'm not going to run this into Pack City. I'd rather just kill us in the water for their land.
Yeah, but
that's a noble move.
It's a noble move, but you can't tell me you can't find a strip somewhere to land this bad boy.
I love how the movie does do it to where the meth head is the only one that knows what's really going on, but she won't tell anybody because she's too busy doing drugs.
Yeah, she's too busy doing drugs.
I know what's going on. Then runs in the bathroom and just does a line.
We didn't even talk about American Idol winner Jordan Sparks aiming a gun at everyone. Say, I'm going to kill you all. Who sent you? He sent you. And then like 5 minutes later, can you pray for me? I'm like, good Lord, girl, you just pointed a gun at me. Why would I want to pray?
Meth head and like, can you pray for me?
Oh, my gosh. She said, for a hit. That would have been amazing. You got any drugs?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And then you got the little person, the little guy digging through the Somali person's bag looking for whatever he's looking for.
What was he looking for, man? Deodorant? I don't know what he was looking for.
Then the guy pulls out, like, he thinks about to pull out a gun and it's just his toothbrush. He's like,
oh, that was so dumb, man. Why is the.
But then he gets his revenge, which is my favorite part of this movie.
Jacob, so they land. And I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating this. The inflatable that the mistress ignites.
Uh-huh.
The slide is no further than a slide you would buy at Walmart for your child.
Agreed. Yes.
Like, literally, you don't even need the slide. You could just walk off the plane.
Right. It's not
it
very,
looked
yeah.
so short. Like, there's no way. Jacob, I'm going to let you call the scene out because you was texting me during the movie. Have you got to the scene yet? You're gonna see it. You're gonna know it.
And you knew it.
And I knew it. I said, oh my gosh. Okay, so tell them what it is.
Okay, so they're all getting off the plane now down this little kid slide, and the little person is hesitating, and the Muslim guy's behind him, and the scene is they show the Muslim guy kick the little person off the plane. And then he just like face plants at the bottom of the slide and bounces off of it. I was like, who? I want to know who wrote this scene and why.
And that's the last time we saw him, right? That's the last time we saw him. That was it.
He bounced in outer space and he was gone.
Do you know that's the second appearance by the little guy on our show? What was the first one? What was
I can't remember, but I know I've seen him in one of our movies.
He played Grumpy in the Snow White, Disney's Snow White last year.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. You're right.
He played basically Grumpy in this movie.
He did. He was a grumpy little guy.
He looked like, I thought at first, I'm like, he's dead, but he looks like Vern Troyer.
They were setting him up, though. He did, but they were setting him up to be like the bad guy on the plane. Like they were making everybody think that he took the gun from the marshal and he was out to get everybody.
Oh, that would have been boss if he had a little gun. It was small and he was aiming at everybody. He's like, I'm going to shoot you. And they're like, that's not even a toy gun, bro.
But when they, whoever wrote that scene, they knew exactly what they're doing. They're like, hey, we're going to kick you off the plane. You're going to bounce at the bottom of this slide. Yeah.
So then fade to black and they give us a Bible verse, which I'm glad they did. They said, we got to put something Christian in this movie. So they gave us a Bible verse and then it's over. End of the movie. That was left behind. Jacob. Do you have any one stars? You've got to have some one stars.
Now, the funny thing about Left Behind is they, out of all movie franchises or just movie in general, they have made a lot of Left Behinds. There are so many Left Behinds out there. Like, there are a dime a dozen.
Okay.
We should do a whole month of where we just watch every Left Behind movie ever.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I can do it. I don't think there's enough, like, I don't think a liquor store would be good enough to make it sit through that. It's so bad, man. It's so bad.
Oh, that's a bad, the man.
What?
Oh, this one says Nicolas Cage died for our sins.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Maybe they should have left. What's the point? There's not very many good, there's not very good bad reviews I should read.
I'm sure there's so many.
This one's good. Okay, this one's good. Looks like the end of the world. Tries to be an airplane thriller. Also tries to be a religious apocalypse movie. Succeeds at being neither.
That is kind of true. I will get at that, yeah. That's kind of true.
Yeah.
I have one from Kemp Kinder. I guess okay. He's a kinder. From January 28th, 2026.
Okay. Gosh,
never fails. 5 stars, good movie. That's what he wrote. Good movie. James May said, very entertaining movie with great special effects. I disagree with you, James. I really do. Kenneth Harrison. Shown without a sermon, S-H-O-W-N, without a sermon. Bias alert, I'm a Christian. that's what they, I do not give spoiler alerts. Well, thank you, Kenneth. I'm glad you're not.
Please don't.
But I will say this movie is about a world-changing event. I mean, you can say it's the rapture. This is truly a family movie. No nudity, no dirty language, and no excessive violence. It is also a family movie because it covers relationship issues in the home and on the job. This is excellent entertainment for the whole family with suspense, romance, and a bit of comedy. Now, as a Christian, oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
I can tell you, this is not a preaching movie at all. Yeah, the rapture is not explaining this movie. That's true. You must believe what I said in the Bible to be saved. A Christian films go definitely one of the very best acting performances across the board. I'm a big fan of the original Left Behind, but I must admit this is a much better performance. And my last one I'm going to read is pretty funny. T. Briggs wrote, proof Kirk Cameron is a really, really bad actor. I don't know what that is. I mean, so we're...
Right, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Should they be a rated R rapture movie? I mean, it is all the bad people that remain behind.
You know, Jacob, you're not far off. Like, I feel like we could make a Christian. I mean, Mel Gibson did it with the Passion, right? It was an R-rated movie.
Correct.
Like I feel like the rapture should be an R-rated because you're going to see nothing but horrible things.
Correct. It's a very most rapture movies are very downplayed. Of what it's really going to be like. Yeah,
I don't know. Do we want to see Kirk Cameron dropping F-bombs
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Oh my gosh. I mean, he does have a different view on hell now, so there's that.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a show, man. Jacob, movie torture, movie gold.
You know, I say for our first conversion into movie torture light, we started off with a banger. And I have to be honest, even if it'll make Brad upset.
You're about to disappoint me, man.
It was movie torture.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I was about to be raptured if you said movie gold. You're just going to see my shirt.
It was not good.
Oh my gosh.
I think like the bad review said it all. Like, I think it tried to be this big thriller airplane save the day movie and was also trying to be a rapture movie, and they failed at both.
They were like, we don't want to be too Christian.
Right.
But we want to give the Nick Cage fans what they like.
Correct.
Even though we didn't get like zany Nick Cage going, I'm going to get you. You know, we needed the overacting Nick Cage. We didn't get that. We got subdued.
No.
He looks like he's on some downers for this movie. He's on some Quaaludes. He Quaaluded before this movie. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
This movie torture. Like, it's garbage. I'm shocked. I'm worried that my family really liked it because they were all like, that's a pretty good movie. I'm like, what the?
Well, you're watching another one now. You got him hooked. So you're watching another one.
I'm going to watch the Kevin Sorbo Left Behind and Rise of the Antichrist. Yeah. Kevin Sorbo, different than Nick Cage. Kevin Sorbo's a Christian. So
yes, he does Christian films.
We'll get more. I bet you it's got Kevin Sorbo and Neil McDonough. So they both love Jesus. So we're going to get some Jesus in this movie.
Are we doing movie torture light number two with Sorbo?
This one? The second one?
Sorbo. Yeah.
Should we Sorbo it? Oh my God.
We got to. Which one was better? You're already going to watch it.
We got to veer out of the movie torture light neighborhood. We got to get back to the movies that Hannah doesn't want to watch neighborhood.
Hannah's going to be begging to come back. She's like, you're doing the movies I want.
Oh my gosh, you're doing Jesus movies. I need to be back on the show. We just crushed Hannah. Sorry, Hannah.
We love Hannah. She's amazing.
She goes, "Ooh, they're doing Jesus movies." She never returns our text, but now she's lighting us up.
Right.
Are y'all doing the Sorbo? I'll do Sorbo. I'll do Cameron. I'll do Angel. I'll do Kendrick Brothers. I'll do Tyler Perry. He does some Christian stuff.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not doing Tyler Perry. Would Hannah do Osteen?
No.
Nah, she's not doing that either.
No.
Oh, man, what a great show, man.
It was fun. A great show.
MTD listeners just typed very entertaining show. Thank you, Movie Torture Dad. We're glad you're here. And we didn't kill you off this episode, although MTD's luck, we're about to do that.
But yeah, you brought it up.
He's on the plane with no pilot. And he goes,
crap. He is alive.
He goes, crap, I didn't get raptured, and I'm on a plane that's going to crash. There he goes, listeners. We killed him off, even though he's very much alive. I love you, Dad. For Jacob, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Movie Torture Light.